You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Commerce Commission has filed court proceedings against parking giant Wilson Parking for substantially lessening competition in the Wellington City area. In purchasing a secondary parking structure in Balcolt Street, Wilson Parking did not clear the acquisition with the Commerce Commission. The Commission were only alerted when complaints about pricing had been raised by the public. I spoke to Jessica Wilson, Head of Research at Consumer New Zealand, about how consumers need competition for prices to remain fair. I began with asking her, what grounds do the Commerce Commission have to sue Wilson Parking?
What the Commission is alleging is that Wilson Parking has acquired the right to operate an additional car park in Wellington, and this car park is called the Capital Car Park, and the acquisition of that right to operate the car park has substantially lessened competition in the area. So what that means for consumers, when competition is reduced, there's a risk we'll pay more than we should for a particular service.
Right, and how likely is it that some of these filings will deter future deals that cause harm for consumers?
Well, the Commerce Act is there to protect consumers from basically big companies buying up smaller competitors and substantially lessening competition. So that's what the Commerce Commission is using. It's using its powers under the Commerce Act to take Wilson Parking to court. The Commission is basically wanting an end to Wilson's lease of the Capital Car Park and also a penalty against the company because it didn't apply for clearance before it made the purchase. So where a big company buys out another one, and that is likely to result in competition being significantly reduced, then that's when the Commerce Act comes into play and the Commerce Commission can take a company to court.
But how long does it take for the Commerce Commission to investigate these sorts of claims?
Well, it can take a while. This particular case has been going on for over 12 months now, and we're still to see the court action. So proceedings have been filed, but Wilson hasn't yet had its day in court over this one.
So how can consumers be protected from these types of, from companies, preying on consumers when it takes such a long time for it to be held accountable?
Yeah, well, that's where the job of having an active regulator is really important. So the Commerce Commission is the watchdog here, and it's really important that it's well-resourced to do that role and to intervene on consumers' behalf when there are breaches of the Commerce Act and when companies need to be taken to task.
So Wilson Parking Structures own about 52 structures nationwide. Is there a danger of seeing similar cases, particularly in Auckland, because there is such a high volume of cars needing parks?
Yeah, in fact, nationwide, Wilson operates more than 350 off-street parking facilities and 52 in Wellington. So where you have a big player and where you have a big player that wants to grow its operation even further, it's likely that there will be more buyouts. So these buyouts will, given Wilson's size, most likely have to be scrutinised under the Commerce Act, and that means the Commerce Commission will have to give clearance before those further buyouts take place.
So is there room for other companies to buy and to diversify competition?
Well, that becomes harder when a market gets quite concentrated. The risk concentration in any market brings with it the risk that the dominant player will be able to take advantage of its size and set whatever prices it wants and keep others out. So that risk increases when you have a very small market and there's only one or several, a few players there. And our parking market in New Zealand is pretty concentrated at the moment. And it has been getting more so with buyouts of smaller car parks by the bigger guys.
So do you think that there's anything that we can do to sort of help diversify it and stop being so concentrated?
At the moment, the main thing that we would like to see would be for the Commerce Commission to have wider powers under the legislation to actually more actively investigate issues of concentration and size and to step in, take a more proactive approach where these issues are emerging. So we've been calling for changes to the Commerce Act to give it better powers to intervene where market concentration issues are emerging.
So who would we need to mobilise in order to get those changes through?
Well, look, thankfully that looks like it now is on the agenda. There is legislation before Parliament to do that. So that's a good step. Next thing is to get it through and ensure that those powers are there and available for the Commission to use.
Right, so what alternatives for parking do people have if they don't want to pay such ridiculously high prices?
You look at your other options, which are public transport, although in Wellington at the moment there's a few problems with that. Consumers are also more increasingly looking to alternatives such as biking, depending on where you live, you know, your commute, depending on your commute distance. Wellington's a great place to be able to walk into work. But if you are in an area where there are very few parking options, you might be stuck, and if you're reliant on your car to get into work, it's a bit of a no-win situation. You have to pay what the price is.
So since it's a consumer issue, should councils or some other body be stepping in to, you know, fill that market gap and provide something fair for consumers?
Well, councils do provide some parking. But they do need to, and they also have a role in providing public transport as well. So though the whole suite of services that are available to consumers need to be accessible, really. So not just car parking, but other options as well for consumers to, you know, to be able to access transport services for a fair price.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.